Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar,
Capital Farm. You're listening to Capital Farm on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. And I believe Sergey is on the line, and I'm not sure about Louise. Good morning, Sergey.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, listeners. Today is October 23rd, 2011. And today is a really good morning. I'm looking right now through the window. Nice, bright skies. We're going to have a really good day today. Right, Tom?
Yes, indeed. And it looks like the Occupy Wall Street people are stirring things up a little bit. I've just noticed a story that at least 100 people in Chicago have been arrested. So looks like some headway is being made, maybe, perhaps, to wake up some people, to enlighten people that we got some real issues that need to be addressed. And hopefully us patriots can help steer the Occupy Wall Street movement in a direction that will be fruitful and help us take our union back. Help us extract it from the criminals that have taken over. What do you think, Sergey?
Right. Speaking of those occupiers, for instance, today in, if somebody interested who live in Kansas City metropolitan area, they will hold a big rally today at Isles Davis Park. It's on 10th Street and Oak. Basically, it's right at the center of the downtown Kansas City, Missouri.
10th Street and Oak. And what? How do you pronounce the park again?
Ilus Davis Park. It's I-L-U-S, Davis Park.
Okay. So anybody in Kansas, in Missouri, Iowa, everybody can get down there and help occupy Kansas City. Now, is that near the Federal Reserve, or what's the...
Federal Reserve located is... on Main and 27th Street.
So
I would really encourage everybody to go there, not to support that movement, just to observe who those people are and what actually they do over there. You will learn a lot. It's like me. I heard many different stories. I watched it online from New York and other cities, stream live videos. So it kind of gave me an idea what this is all about, but it's better just to see it yourself when you're actually there. So last Saturday, I did spend some time. I went actually to our local occupying movement and met some people over there, just talk randomly and just ask different questions just to get an idea what this is all about. What my personal experience and opinions I have, I understood this. I hear music.
Yep,
so it means we're having a break.
Got a 3-minute break. The call in number is 800-313-9443. And hopefully we'll brown Lou up and see if she has any guests lined up. And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
The things of today.
Yeah. Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wow. I guess I'm actually there. I said, why would you say I'll be calling you a radical?
Forum, and Louise is still a no-show, but Sergey's got some very interesting information you'd like to share about his experience with the Occupy Wall Street movement in Kansas City. And Sergey, what did you have? What are some of your discoveries that you found when you went down there to observe what was going on?
Yeah, before I share my personal experience, I would like to correct the date. I'm sorry, I looked the wrong date in the calendar, and that rally will be October the 30th.
So 1 week from today, they'll be rallying at
right.
That park in Kansas City.
It's Sunday, yes.
Very good. Okay.
So I went over there. The most people left for rally, so it's very few on the left. And I just observed, the first of all, that place looked really trashy to me, you know, since they occupied that place for a while, you know, it really looked ugly, just the first view before I even start to talk to anybody over there. So then I stopped by at information booth. They got a table, kind of extended table set up that for people who are interested what this all about. So they got some literature over there. So I picked up a few and started to scan and kind of have a just basic conversation with the man who was in charge of information and his helper also. Well, the first question I asked, I said, well, why are you here? And what are you all about here? I said, well, we're for equality. We demand that these rich people would pay attention to us, and we don't like what they're doing over there. And we support the Occupy Wall Street movement. That was the first answer I got it. I said, okay, let me ask another question. Okay, what source of information do you get? What do you listen? What do you watch? Mainstream media or the alternative media? Just to get an idea. Well, they told me, well, we listen. We like to listen to Democracy Now, PBS. I said, anything else? Well, that's pretty much it. I said, well, don't you think that's not enough? Well, they said, well, whatever it is, it's enough for us. I said, well, of course, that's an answer coming from you individuals, but I hope it doesn't represent the view of majority people in this moment. Well, I was mistaken, because that was just, you know, my first step, just checking waters. So then later I talked, when after those protesters came over from the rally, so I even have seen some familiar faces over there, just met those people a long time ago on different occasions. So I met them and talked to them also. And some of them, what I found out, they're just people, occasional people there. They even don't have any clue what this whole movement about. They just really curious, and they want to support. They have really some kind of strange enthusiasm to support this movement without even knowing where is everything going. They just against the rich, and that's all they wanted. I said, okay, let me make a little parallel. It's like on one page of the document, you had it. I read it, and I just basically quoted from their own directional document in referring to Wall Street. Occupy KC, it says, like Occupy Wall Street is an exercise in direct democracy. So I ask question, just randomly, several people, what is your understanding of direct democracy? So some people even couldn't answer. Some people, the best answer I got is it's a direct representation of ourselves. So we will have the equality of representation. Every voice will be heard. And we should carry that all the way to the top.
So most of these people you talked to, Sergey, were they younger?
Most people were young, student age. I would say from 20 till 25, maybe.
I think we would have to expect that these people would have this mindset because they've gone to the indoctrination camps, whether it's public school and college and et cetera. They've just been programmed to believe in the socialist communist mentality. So I think our job in this movement is to start directing them, gradually directing them to the truth.
Right. That was my idea, just first to understand what this whole movement about, then try to, you know, kind of gently guide it in the right direction, because we should really pay attention over there. If we don't, they will grow like a mushroom after the rain in the forest, and that will be too late.
And if you could use your experience with the former Soviet Union and get them to realize that if you have this communistic-style environment and this structure, then eventually, the ruling elite will very much become just tyrants, and there will be no equality. There may be equality among the masses, but that equality is very poor lifestyle.
Exactly, and people, a lot of people joined that movement in local area here because a lot of them, they lost their job. They got more time than the working people. This is the first. The second, they, you know, some of them, they're really upset of bailout of the bankers, the government did. Then the other people, Speaking of diversity, it was a really diverse number of people were there. They were white, black, they were the young, middle-aged, some older people, if you have seen them also. Then they got like, I've seen gay people over there.
Kansas City has a large Hispanic. Was there a lot of Hispanics?
Well, yeah, believe it or not, I haven't seen, at least at that time when I was there, I haven't seen any immigrant there.
That's interesting.
It's interesting. Well, I feel like I was the only one.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah,
well, Sergey, based on your experience, how can we tap into educating these people? You think if a person could do it in the right approach, could you start making some inways as far as educating? Because I've heard people from other Occupy movements, and they were receptive. They were very receptive to knowing the truth. They were kind of clueless, but they were eager to know. So was that your experience with these people or not?
Well, it's easy to get in. They welcome you because they think you're one of them. So they want you to be part of them. I was invited while I was there many, many times. But the structure is they have so-called GA, General Assembly.
Right.
So this is like upper echelon. Then they have little groups over there. Every group specializes on something. And I was just curious. I was standing next to the group. They were sitting making the circle, you know, right on the grass. And every group has its own facilitator. It means the unofficial leader. They cannot call themselves leader.
Right.
And the leader would spoke either what's the agenda, the questions, comments, or whatever needs to be addressed. I was just standing right outside of the circle and just observe and listen to what they talk about. So, and after they almost over, oh, by the way, while they talk, they use the gesture. You know, let's say if somebody disagree in the circle, they was cross hands. So thumbs up, it means that they agree very much with an idea or decision or opinion or whatever case might be.
So if I understand what you're saying, they had an instantaneous democracy vote. The rest of the group would either give a thumbs down or basically a thumbs down with a cross of the hands.
Right. So they give choice to everyone to speak.
Yeah.
That part I like. It means and that question asked several times on different occasions. Any questions, comments, because they want to hear everybody else's voice. But what another interesting part of it, a little detail I've noticed, the facilitator has an audio recorder. It's small, so it looks like a small digital recorder. He recorded not only himself, but they rotate that recorder in a circle to give everybody opportunity to speak and record him or herself.
Are you talking about just the people in General Assembly were allowed to speak, or anybody in the whole crowd?
Well, that's a little scenario I'm talking about in that circle, and they got many different circles, the groups, you know, and every group has a specialty. It's like at the end of that meeting, I found out that this is action committee. So he specialized only to do some actions.
Right.
Okay. It's like, for example, as we know, they build those shipping containers and wrote IOU. So by the time they should be taken down, and the older man in the group, he suggested just stay there, occupy that area, and not to let that happen because he didn't want that to go away. Even he didn't pay for it. He has nothing to do with it. He wanted to organize a protest right there to keep that longer as we can. And if it needed to be arrested, he said, yeah, we should organize and in the big circle over there. And even if we get arrested, that way we will get attention from the mainstream media.
Yep, and
that was
his
focus.
We have another 3-minute break coming up, and if anybody else is out there, hopefully some of our listeners have gone to some of their Occupy movements, so it'd be interesting to see the perspective of around the nation if it's the same organization. Evidently, it sounds like it's almost quite organized at this point from the way we started describing it, so it'd be interesting to hear from some of the callers that they're experiencing in their hometowns. Call the number 800-313-9443.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
He wants 14.
Patriot Act took our liberties, and there's no judge, no jury. Dropping our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people a civil war. Your street jobs and bring home no pay. IRS takes it all away. We struggle, slave, pay the rent. Constitutional rights.
And that's what we ought to be doing. The system that we have today is ripping off the middle class and the poor. Can you imagine how great a nation we'd have if we didn't have the Federal Reserve System printing all this money?
Yeah. We need to be playing that at the Occupy Movement. You know, that's the song that I cut out for our bumper music, and it never gets in a lineup for some reason. Anyway, that was good timing on that. We're actually joined by Lou Cassidy. He's a communications expert, and I think we're going to get to Lou in a little bit, but we're going to continue with Sergey and his experience and also some Occupy Wall Street from callers if they have any input. And, Sergey, you were saying during a break that they had a facilitator there that was quite smooth. He was quite effective. You didn't necessarily agree with his message or his possible agenda, but elaborate on a little bit of that for the listeners.
Yes, I was standing basically listening and observing the whole group, whole circle, and the facilitator. He was the short, young man, I would say probably about maybe early 20s. He looked like a little, Lennon at younger age.
And we're not talking
That's
about John Lennon.
Me.
You're not talking about John Lennon, are you?
No, the Lennon. That's not his actual last name. The nickname of Vladimir Ulyanov. It's basically that man who overthrew the Russian Tsar in 1917.
And you said he had the same hat on, basically dressed?
The color is different. Lenin had a black collar. He had like off-white, kind of grayish tint type of flat hat on the top. He spoke really good. He had a really good public speaking skills. He was really deliver his message. So that's kind of like I look at him and just, and it was so coincidental. He looked like a little Lenin. Of course, he spoke English.
That is funny.
Yes, it is. Also, they have a timekeeper. So timekeeper, his job is just to distribute, watch the time, make sure they don't go over the time, you know, because the time allocated, you know, to solve some problem they have or discuss an issue or work out the strategy is limited, because after that time is expired, they have to bring that discussion conclusion to the next level, which is General Assembly. So they got really interesting structure, and it's organized. If I say those people are not structured, not direct, I would be wrong. Because they already set up the structure, and they follow by that guideline.
Yeah, they very much have some organization there, but which is good. You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing, as long as it's not being driven top-down from some other body that's got a different agenda.
Yes, but the speaking of the mixture of the different people, I've seen libertarians over there, the people on the right, on the left, socialists, the Ron Paul people, the change.
All these different variety of groups, were they involved with the discussion? Were they part of the round table or were they not?
No, they actually came from the rally. They were more rallying.
Okay.
But they were, I can't speak up for all people, because it was impossible, you know, just because so many people were there.
But from what you could tell, the Ron Paul and the libertarians and those type
yes,
of people.
Yes, they were kind of was outside of the circle, mostly were curious about the movement and more observant, and just talk. They did something similar to what I did. Without getting involved, but try to talk to them, to educate them. But what I like, what Ron Paul people did, they brought the truck, you know, they had some food, you know, of course, the quality of food is a different question, Mr. Address. Hot dogs and just buns made from white flour. So even somebody, you know,
right,
offered me,
food.
So I refused it for obvious reason. So they showed the document. They showed the film. It's a cartoon.
Oh, the American Dream.
American
DVD.
Dream. Actually,
yep.
It's a very good film.
Yep.
And I watched it. It's short. It's about 30 minutes.
Well, that's very good. Did you get any contacts with the people in that organization?
Oh, yes. Actually, I met the people in their medium, which is very important. They were inside of the tent. They're running laptop, internet, wireless internet connection. Guess what? They have two solar panels. Now they're running an alternative source of energy, and they had the backup diesel generator when it was dark.
So now that's Ron Paul supporters, is what
they have. Occupiers had that, and Ron Paul supporters, they're running over the pickup truck.
Okay, you're confusing me now. So the people that were showing the movie American Dream, they were Ron Paul supporters.
They were Ron Paul people. Right,
try
to educate them, which is a good thing.
They did not have a tent. They were just operating out of a vehicle.
Right.
Okay, so you kind of jumped ship
exactly.
On us there.
And okay. That was loaded off the YouTube.
All right, well, bottom line, once again, is we need people like the Ron Paul people that Sergey's describing and the libertarians. We need to go out there and just set up shop alongside these possible communists, whatever, you know, whether they're good meaning or not. We need to be out there in force. We need to be out there educating the people that are willing to listen and do all we can to extract this movement from the hands of the communists. So, back in three.
Casting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Fighting and setting up shop and doing the same thing. We should be alongside these people and then directing them in the right direction.
Yeah, let me tell you this. In writing this booklet, by the way, on the first page, it says something interesting.
Now, Sergey, you're talking about a booklet that you picked up at the Occupy Wall Street
movement.
Right,
it's a big letter. It says Occupy! Exclamation mark. It says, your guide to the international occupation movement of 2011. Look at that. Lenin had the same idea. Grow locally in Russia, you know, from east to west, from north to south, you know. Then basically go overseas and just basically spark all this huge movement in other countries. So that was his idea.
And
so there's a lot of similarities. I found what Lenin did in 1917, actually had multiple attempts before that in early 20th century.
So once again, and people are a clan mentality. They want to be part of some organization, and if they see it as an offbeat organization, it's like, well, I want to join that because they're counter. And that counter movement is actually the movement of the of the bad guys. You know, they're just being misdirected. But once again, Sergey, we need to learn from this. You know, history keeps repeating itself, so we need to learn the mistakes of the past and start going forward with some better ideas. Get our heads together and start working as a team to fight this and to direct the movement in a direction that actually is going to have a positive impact.
Right. Let me tell you something interesting. In that guideline, it tells, do not engage with anybody who belongs to any party. It doesn't matter. If somebody associates with any, if somebody has political association with any party, don't get engaged because they're big time afraid to get influence from either side.
I think part of their argument is they don't want to be taken over by the Democrats or Republicans like the Tea Party was. At least that's in theory. That's their excuse for that. But I kind of agree with that, not to support any politician or party because of that reason. But like the message of in the Fed or of the no GMO movement, or there's just so many topics, you know, depleted uranium. There's so many things that we should be fighting and educating these people on, the aerosol spraying. There's a million things we could do besides a political movement. And I kind of agree with them on that respect.
Yes, by the way, this all what you mentioned, all these problems, they're listed in the 20 points of demand.
Those are listed?
Yes.
Have that list in front of you?
No, I don't have it. I read it on the internet, so I don't have a printout, but I remember. So main concern, basically, what people in, you know, generally speaking, of the Patriot movement, you know, have, they have that, but they go beyond that. They leaning toward the left.
Right.
So, and some of them go to even the extreme side of it, which is very dangerous.
Now, what you're saying, though, is that's the top-down information. That isn't something that the Kansas City people put together. That's the same as the Occupy Wall Street, the Occupy Together movement has put out the 20 demands. Is that correct?
Not exactly. They have their own demands, but they really look on New York occupiers also, because the way it sounds, the way I understood, the main cause is in New York. New York is a kind of like a headquarters,
gotcha.
You know? And the other cities, they kind of like branches. So even they work independently, but they look at each other, you know, and they share their ideas because it's the same movement, it's just in different geographic locations.
So are you planning on going back to attend another of the get-togethers?
Next Sunday, I'm planning to go there just to observe, to monitor, and if I have a chance to speak and gently guide them, I do. And I did some of it. I did actually talk to people and guide them in the right direction instead of just, you know, just spreading in all many different directions. But those people are really focused. It's like when I suggest after that meeting in that little circle was over, I suggested facilitator to organize constitutional classes, those short meeting, educational meeting, you know, start to learn the Constitution of the United States since you live in Missouri. learn the Constitution of the Missouri, even the city, if you live in Kansas City. Kind of going from top to the bottom. But amazingly, he cut me off. He said, well, this is the action committee. You need to go to educational committee and address that. They will gladly hear your advice.
Okay, so they're receptive. They didn't try to shun your information. Well, this is all encouraging stuff. It's just like, to me, they're just misguided. You know, they're on a similar page, but they're just left-leaning, and they just don't see the full picture. Is that maybe a fair assessment of what you're experiencing?
Well, that's why I said that they have, all these groups have specialties. You know, then the facilitator of every group, they gather together in GA, they deliver their message. It's the educational committee, they have food committee who organize the food and take care of problem of the food distribution. So they bring all this to the one table to bring that whole issue, then they discuss that after that. So that's the next level. At the GA, General Assembly. So they really have a good organizational structure put in. Even it's raw, it hasn't been developed to the point where they are successful, but this is just beginning. That's why I said we cannot ignore that. We can't underestimate.
So we have some callers lining up, Sergey, sure. So I want a quick answer on this one. No. Based on your experience, what would you and what you suggest that other people, other patriots, bring to these rallies, these Occupy movements, to help gently guide them in the right direction? Not to beat them over the head with a hammer, a sledgehammer, but what can we do? Can we bring some DVDs, the American Dream DVD? What do you suggest that we start doing to start taking this movement back in the direction that we want it to go?
Right. It says that most of them, they educated on the monetary system, banking fraud, and all that.
So they knew about fractional reserve banking in the Fed?
Yes.
Well, that's
yes.
Great.
This is good. So, but I would suggest to play movies such as, it's a documentary film, Money as Debt, Part 1, Part 2 also, would be really a good start. GMO Seed of Deception, about the food in general.
Yep.
American Dream, of course, it's excellent cartoon.
Yeah, that's kind of a basic guide to the Federal Reserve and the fractional reserve.
Right. Even that film, which was very popular when they showed countrywide America, Freedom to Fascism, made by Aaron Russo.
Yeah, that woke up a lot of people.
Yes, that would be excellent also.
All right. Well, let's start getting some input from other people, Sergey, if you don't mind. We have Lou on the line. He's been patiently waiting. Lou, what do you have for us this morning as far as the Occupy Wall Street movement goes?
I'm really not much into the Occupy Wall Street thing. I'm mostly learning what's going on there.
So you're kind of observing in the observation mode. I assume, do you know what is going on in St. Louis? You're near the St. Louis market.
Well, what I've heard on the news is that they were down at the someplace at a bank down there, at the Fed, maybe.
Yep. I noticed in the past, this has been a while, that some people actually wanted to close their bank accounts at the Bank of America, and they actually had armed security there to not allow them in the building. And this was actually back in August this started happening.
Yeah, last summer. Yeah, I saw that.
So there's some interesting things going on that didn't even make a lot of the Patriot Movement press. We have a caller. We have Lester in Ohio. Maybe we can bring Lester up. Maybe he's been to an Ohio event. Lester, what do you have for us this morning?
I went to Toledo, and I talked to the people in Toledo. But your idea of handing out DVDs, right?
Well, that's the one idea. Is that a good idea?
Well, I took 100.
Okay.
And once people seen what I was doing, I actually had people coming up and getting them from me.
Excellent.
But what I did was I took them, Make Mine Freedom, Money Equals Debt Equals Slavery, The American Dream, Charlotte Isserby, The Quigley Formula.
Ooh, the Charlotte Isserby. So now, what are you saying? You got a DVD? You have a CD of her audio or the book?
I have a DVD that's got all this stuff on it.
Oh wow! Well, so Charlotte Isserby would be really good because they can understand their education.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I got The American Dream, Charlotte Isserby, the Quigley Formula, and Agenda 21.
Wow.
So all of this is covered on there. So I take them from 1948 all the way up to today.
Excellent. Now, this is something you produced on your own, or is it something?
Yeah. This is something
excellent.
I put together.
Very
is that,
good.
Is that something that you could upload somewhere and other people could download the ISO and burn their own, or you have any?
Boy, I'd have to get a friend of mine to help me do that.
Well, you know, that's not a bad idea. I would suggest you might look into that and call an RBN show or ours or somebody else's. And
well, you know, because that kind of takes you right through everything, you know?
Yeah.
How you get, as I tell them here, you need to know how you got here.
That's right. You know, I've passed out literally thousands, if not tens of thousands, of DVDs, and some people, I don't tell them a word about what it is. I'll just say, hey, you want to see something that'll blow your mind?
Well,
and just pass
them
the DVD. Don't even say a word about what it is. Just say, you want something you're just going to freak out when you see it? You know what I mean? Just pique their interest.
Most of them, I just told them, what is it? Well, it's history.
Yep.
You know? Now, I did give one to a cop, and he's the one that I told him, well, you know, this is how they got here. You know?
Right.
So, I only got one cop to take one now.
Was there any confrontational activity there, or everything was?
No. It was real peaceful. I mean,
so they really welcomed you, right?
Yeah, it wasn't. You know, I didn't get into the conversation. You know, the thing with them. You know, I just walked around through the crowd. And,
so you were amongst the masses. You didn't go and see any of the circles of the general assemblies.
No, I'm a committee. I'm a committee of one. I've always worked better alone.
Gotcha.
Okay.
It'd just be interesting to know in some of these other cities if they have this identical structure, which I assume they do.
I mean, see, I look at this, okay, like a math problem.
Okay.
If you make a mistake in a big math problem, right, you can't just go back a little ways and take and expect to get it right. You need to go back to the beginning.
Right, yes.
We need to go back to Philadelphia. Start with the Declaration of Independence. And start studying how it was written, why it was written, the way it was written, and head up on up through there. Because I'll guarantee you, you know, I ain't totally down with the Constitution.
There's a lot of people say it's a con job.
Well, have they used it to con us into their institution?
There's definitely some evidence to show that, isn't there?
Well, we all know we got two forms of law. And it was the Constitution that they used to set up the second form of law.
Right, commercial.
Right. And so that's how they,
but I think, I don't know if I would necessarily start with history or the Constitution. If I was in part of these crowds, I would be part of, do you have any interest in knowing where the $27 trillion of your tax money went? You know, why you don't have a job? You know, I think I'd probably plant the seed and start there. Because a lot of people, their main concern is their pocketbook.
Well, if you actually want to know where I started many, many years ago when I realized that everything was all screwed up, nothing made any sense, right?
Right.
I was going to everybody trying to get answers. Couldn't get none. Finally, the smartest man I ever met, who was a Gideon, gave me his Bible. Oh, I had a Bible, but it was one of these simple versions.
NIV?
Oh, whatever, you know.
Right.
And so he gave me a study Bible. And I traveled coast to coast studying it.
Oh, interesting.
And that's how I started, you know. Then everything started making sense.
Yep.
Right.
I could see the symbols. I could see, you know.
That's interesting.
But personally, based on my experience, I don't think the preaching the Bible would work in that moment, because those people oriented differently, most of them.
Well, I understand that. But, you know, I was like them too years and years ago. But I had to go through a lot of trials and tribulations before I got to that point.
Right.
It wasn't something that I ran to necessarily, you know.
And I think that's something we need to realize. You know, they've been through the public school system, and a lot of them through college. So they've had, you know, almost most of their lifetime, they've been programmed into believing this leftist style mentality. So we need to slowly break them out of that.
See, that's like I listen to people say, the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. No, the Constitution was derived from the supreme law of the land. which at the time was the Holy Bible. And unless we go back to our foundation, the foundation of the nation, and start studying to figure out where we went wrong, it's like I say, it's like trying to figure out that algebra problem, but I don't want to go back to where I made the mistake in the beginning.
Yep.
And I can't figure out why I can't get it to work right.
But there's no doubt that...
You're right, but you go deep to fundamentals. You know, those people, they oriented more on essential problem, like Tom mentioned, just something specific recently happened or a near is past. They wouldn't have any patience just to listen to you, you know, about the fundamentals.
Well, you guys are pretty well studied. I suggest you try this one thing.
Okay?
Go read Timothy 1, 9, and 2. There are two chapters pertaining to the law.
All right.
And
okay.
If we can get back in there, we might save the nation.
All right. We have a three-minute break right now, and everybody just hang in there, and we'll be back after the three-minute break. Call in number 800-313-9443.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Tom, and Sergey's on the line and Lou's in the background, and he's going to, I guess at the top of the hour, we're still talking about communications unless we get a flood of callers about the Occupy movement. But we've done quite a bit of work on our communications here recently, and we'd like to discuss that a little bit and help share some information with the listeners. Right now we have Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, what do you have for us this morning?
Oh, good morning, Tom. This is Tom Ritter, right?
That is correct, Dave. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, and good morning,
Sergey. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, Tom, a couple of things. I've been down in hang on for a second. Yeah, I've been to the Occupy Boston. I've been down there and visited several times, and Ben Bernanke was there the other day. I call him.
He was at the Occupy Wall Street movement?
No. What happened? He visited the Boston Fed. The Boston Occupy Boston's right in front of the Boston branch of the Federal Reserve Bank in a place called Dewey Square. But he was there giving a speech, and he wouldn't even condescend or vouchsafe to even speak a few words to the people. He snuck out the back and the heavily armed guards, and I call him Hanky Panky Break the Banky Bernanke, is what I call him.
Very good.
That is so good.
You know what's interesting? When I first went down there, you know, the scriptures encourage us to test the spirit. So I've learned to do that in my own way. I usually, when I'm kind of, whether it's individuals or group things and everything, so I said, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to test the spirits of them, find out what's making these people tick and what's motivating them and what kind of people they are. So I went there, when I first went down there about 3 weeks ago, I guess it was, what the Lord put on my heart, he directed me to St. Luke chapter 19 and verse 13, where our Lord, in the parable, commands his servants to occupy till I come. The Lord says to his servants, occupy till I come. So I started showing that scripture to some of these people, and the typical reaction would be something like, oh, well, we don't believe that. I'm Jewish, and we don't believe that book, and we don't believe that, and blah, blah, blah. And then there was even some non-Jewish people there, but they were basically socialists, communists, Bolsheviks, Marxists, Zionists, whatever you want to call them. But what I find interesting is the Lord's word is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. And as usual, the Lord is spot on. So I'd have them read the very next verse in verse 14, and a lot of them wouldn't read it. So we don't read that book. We won't look at those words and everything. But some of them did and everything. And so the very next verse is, but his citizens hated him, sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. So, yeah.
Now that got their attention, Dave?
Yeah. And so what I found basically is my feeling is that no Christian patriot should have anything to do with these people. We're not supposed to be yoked up with these, communists, Bolshevik, Marxist, unbelievers, and everything. And I talked to a lot of people, and I didn't meet one person that said something like, well, amen, brother, or something like that. Actually, I had one Jewish guy that I actually knew, and he said he doesn't believe that, and so on and so forth, because he's Jewish and everything. But his name was Joshua. I says, a lot of people think that the Jewish people just, they really reverence the Old Testament and everything. It's just the New Testament that they have the problem with. But I said to myself, well, Joshua.
Hey, Dave, you're going to have to hold that thought. We got a minute, 70-second, or a minute, 10-second break, and we'll be back in just a few seconds. And your phone line sounds a little bit echoey to me today. So if you could, I don't know if there was any way you could get on a better line or something, but